from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
Oh, g'day there, and welcome to the rewrap for Wednesday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on News Talk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning, Mike's campaign against electric vehicles continues. The Jesus protest, an update on that, because we were watching that carefully yesterday, weren't we? Yes, we were. An update also on how the iPhone X sales are going and concrete block liability. But before any of that, this bloke has been living in a state house for just decades.
Bullshit! 7 past 6, by the way. Excellent response. Brilliant headline. Sadly, the cold hard insight into why the state housing industry has become the mess it is. Yes, that expletive comes from the tenant of the country's most valuable state house. $3 million worth. The house is ordinary. It's the land, of course, that's worth the gold, but the bloke inside doesn't believe it's worth what they say it is. He's wrong. He's also a bludger, but I'll come back to that in a moment. Given I live in the suburb, I know the values. Remuera, it's a large area geographically, so its overall average value, in fact, falls a bit generally. It's a smidge over $2 million. The good streets you can't get into for under $5 million. So $3 million's nothing out of the ordinary. Land is nigh impossible to get hold of. It's all gone, but the demand is very high, hence the price. Now, the fact this bloke doesn't believe the figure is neither here nor there. What's important is that you and I own this place, and he's been in it for 37 years, thus proving what a rot the system is. State housing was a step up, a helping hand, not a life choice. I note he's an artist. Say no more. Housing New Zealand also own another bit of land worth more than $3 million. In fact, $3.5 million, which is in Mangere. It is 8,000 square metres. Are you serious? In city terms, that's a farm. What the hell have they got 8,000 square metre blocks for? So you can see the dire, if not desperate, need to shake the system up and bring a bit of reality to the equation. The future of state housing is not dissimilar, actually, if you think about it, to the future of affordable housing. If you're in a big city, it's on small blocks of land and most likely part of a complex. It's apartment or unit living. The sort of aggro we've seen around some of the evolution around state housing reform gives you a good idea of how badly it can go wrong if the largesse is too great in the first place. The protests mounted from tenants being moved on, the legal bills run up at our expense simply as a result of reality knocking on these doors and the people on the other side not having a clue. State housing, instead of state support, became a gift for life. And look where it's got us. The whole pepper pot idea, sprinkling those houses far and wide, and what have you ended up with? Hundreds of millions of dollars in property that's not being sensibly utilised, and a small group of aggrieved and entitled angry at their perceived treatment. State housing is a roof over your head, not an estate or a blue ribbon address. What bullshit is the outrage that we should all be feeling that we haven't got on top of this and sorted it out years ago?
So I'm not sure if he's going to start every comment piece by yelling out bullshit now. Is this all because of Trump? Trump says shithole, then all the news agencies are allowed to say shithole. And it's the end of civilized society as we know it. Let's see what he did with this comment. Given how worked up he gets about electric vehicles, it's possible he has sworn here as well. Let's find out.
The government's been busy with our money over the holidays. There's $8 million to get 64,000 electric cars on the road by 2021. It's an interesting target to the extent that the target could easily be met simply by buying 64,000 cars, but that's all artificial. Having lots of anything is easy if you can get a government to use somebody else's money to pay for it. Now, there's no doubt there's a bandwagon around EVs, electric vehicles. It's a cause, all designed to save the planet, of course. Except the cold, hard reality is that we don't like them all that much. I read a review over the summer from a journalist who was given one for a week, and he raved about it. And indeed, there are some aspects to rave about, like it saves you money on petrol. In places like Norway, they've made it virtually free to run. They've handed out subsidies galore. You can drive in bus lanes, get free ferries, have your licensing tax paid for you. Hell, if the government handed out free cars here, we'd all love an EV, wouldn't we? But the first bit the poor old besotted journalist failed to notice was his car, which was a very basic model of the car, retailed for over $50,000. A similar petrol version could be had for $30,000. Bit of a difference. Then he had to fill it up, so to speak. That took 45 minutes. Bit longer than a petrol station. Then his range dropped by 20Ks when he turned the aircon on. And it's these issues that have to be sorted before EVs take off sales-wise. Oh, you can make headlines out of that too. Lots of sales. One article suggested that sales of EVs in this country had increased between 2013 and 2017 by, are you ready, 2,200%. Spectacular. But that simply reflects in 2013 there were 190 cars. Now there are a bit over 4,000. Now is 4,000 a lot? Not really. Last year there were over 1 million non-EVs sold. There were 140,000 new cars alone sold. In other words, virtually no one's got an EV. So why is the government tossing our money at them? Because they've been sucked into the fairy tale they're the answer when they're not. They might be part of the answer. They might one day play a significant role, but they might not. Oil might tank again. Shale might keep oil low forever, and if that happens, we'll buy petrol. And that's before you get to the basic principle of business, fairness, and a level playing field. If electric is the answer, let it stand on its own two feet. All that's happening here is the government is writing checks to major motor manufacturers, subsidising their business. And since when is that what good governments should be doing?
Now, I'm heavily in favour of electric vehicles, basically just in the hope that somebody will one day give me one to try and counteract all Mike's negative publicity around them. So, yeah, EV guys, if you're listening, I'm open to it. And I'll try and prove them wrong with all my might. How did that stop not saying Jesus in your prayer at Parliament protest go yesterday? I think it probably had a catchier name, but I wasn't aware of what that was.
I failed to mention the protest yesterday. The Jesus march yesterday, they said 400, which beats glitter boobs at 40 to 100, depending on who you're asking. So the big march of the year so far has been the Save the Prayer March. That's what we'll call it, the Save the Prayer March, and at 400... record-breaking, I suppose, isn't it? The biggest march of the year.
Well, yeah, I suppose. One wonders if they had, if somehow managed to combine the two and had the people who wanted everybody to say Jesus at Parliament in glitter boobs.
Yeah, that would have been 440 people.
Do you not reckon? I reckon it would be more exponential than that. I reckon, given that there were 10 times the number of Jesus people to glitter boob people.
So if they said there were glitter boob people going to be there, it would be 4,000 people. Yeah, there probably would be. Okay, so what you're saying is a lot of people who didn't turn out yesterday would go, actually, that's one I want to be at.
I mean, just like you, I completely forgot about it yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
But had I known that Jesus people were turning up in glitter boobs.
Yep. There would have been a little frisson to it.
I would have just been stuck to the television all day.
I understand what you're saying.
Do you think they mind being called the Jesus people? See, that's a nice succinct name. Again, probably not what they call themselves, but you know, it makes it quite clear exactly who they are and what they want. They are the Jesus people, and they want more Jesus. Turns out people don't necessarily want more iPhones, though.
Orders of the iPhone X been a bust. Been a complete bust, and it's been a bust because Apple have never done anything since Jobs died, and they've come to, I think, the end of the road in the sense that they're producing nothing that the world wants to buy anymore. Have you worked that out? iPhone X, what's it do? It doesn't do anything that iPhone 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 doesn't do. Might be a better camera, might be two cameras, could be 16 cameras, could be a glass back, could be a gold back, but it's still fundamentally a phone that does your email and takes photos. And until they crack that, they're going to be in serious trouble. So they've cut from 40 million down to 20 million units, and they'll have to move on to something new.
Yeah, there's just a lot of other people out there doing cool stuff. I am, in fact, humble brag, off to Sydney this week to see the new Oppo phone being launched. So it'll be interesting to see what that has to offer. See, and usually that's a lot cheaper than an iPhone as well and does most of the same things. So there's another problem for them. Hey, have you caught up with this case of the people who put the concrete blocks in their front yard to stop people driving through their fence?
They now could be liable, according to Bill Hodge, who knows about the law, the professor of law at Auckland University. They reckon they could be charged. If somebody smacks into the blocks and hurts themselves, you can be held responsible. Now, how is that sensible? The Crimes Act could be used to lay a charge in the case of someone being seriously injured. How is that possible that you look to solve your own problem, protect your own property and your own family's life by doing something sensible and logical, because clearly the road is poorly designed or the intersection doesn't work or something. You've taken action into your own hands to solve your own problem, and the next thing you know, you've got the coppers on the door suing you. Where's the logic in that? This reminds me of this time yesterday when I was going on about the poor Italian in Wellington who was up against stupid rules as well. There are too many stupid rules and stupid laws in this country.
Perhaps if they went for something...
where common sense is outweighed by stupidity.
Could they perhaps get like the back off, you know, those things that go on the motorway when they're closing a lane?
The trucks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they lower the big...
Yes.
The big sort of concertina thing.
Yeah, it's a big boom that comes down.
Yeah, and there's flashing lights.
Oh, big arrows.
Yeah.
Get yourself an arrow is what you're saying, a big lit-up arrow.
And a big sort of concertina pushy backy thing. And what's the technical? That's probably not the technical term for it.
I don't think it is.
But you know what I mean.
And you get one of those?
Couple of those, and then nobody's really going to hurt themselves, are they? Because they're going to go pachoo into that.
Is that what they're going to do?
I've never driven into one. I'm assuming that's sort of the noise that it makes.
That would happen.
Could you get, giant airbags on your fence?
Tell you what I'll do. If Blair and Louise are listening, and any lawyer or police person comes...
It's a big trap door.
Car comes around the corner and they just disappear on the road. Blair and Louise Ansell, if anything comes of this, I will start
A moat?
I will start a legal fund on your behalf to raise the money to defend yourselves. How's that?
Yeah, is that in fact why castles used to have moats? The real reason was to stop people just driving their wagons into the wall of the castle. Because, you know, you hit the water, things stop pretty suddenly. Not sure, but it's a theory. Not a great theory, but it's a theory. I am Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap for Wednesday. I'll be back with a Thursday one tomorrow. Maybe even some more crazy theories, which probably aren't right.